revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, neighbor. Thank you for listening today to the broadcast. It's Thursday. It's going to be a great day today. I trust that you'll live for Christ and that He will be preeminent in your life. Well, we have the Echoes of Joy. I love these girls. They're just such sweet girls. My wife and I just think the world of them. And they have the recording. That's the place I'm longing to go. What a great place. Heaven's a wonderful place. Girls, I'm looking forward to hearing you sing. Go ahead and sing for us.
Where no sorrows ever told, where nobody will grow old, where the pains of the heart are no more, where the orphan has a home and nobody feels alone, that's the place my soul is longing for.
Those are sweet, sweet girls. I tell you, they're grown-up ladies and all mothers now. But they grew up here, and they're just wonderful. Most were born here, I believe. And just wonderful, wonderful girls. Hey, listen, that's what you want with your life. You want to be a wonderful, godly lady all your life. Genesis 24, how about the song? Let's bring the family in here. He is mine.
Designed a master plan. He exchanged a sinner for
Well, Genesis 24 is an excellent chapter. It's looking for a bride for Isaac. And in verse 12, and he said, "O Lord of my master Abraham." So here is the boy who was a master to Abraham. And he said, "Send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham." And verse 14, "And let it come to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink. And she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels also drink." You know, I don't know how many gallons of water a camel drinks, but I know it's more than a gallon. And he said, I want this girl to just say, I'll go ahead and take care of all your animals. And it came to pass that Rebekah came out. Verse number 18, "And she said, drink, my lord. And she hastened and let down her pitcher upon the hand and gave him drink. And he said, here it is. And when he had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels until they have done drinking. And verse number 20, for all his camels." Here's a girl that said, I'm just going to go ahead and serve this guest. I'm going to give him something to drink. That in itself was a lot. Then he said, all his camels that are with them. And I read one day, I forget, you go look this up. Brother Jewel, can you look this up? No, I don't think you can. How many gallons of water a camel drinks? And he had camels, plural. My goodness, that's pretty, don't look it up. That was just, you know what? That's a lot, isn't it? I'm reluctant to say, I heard 20 gallons, I heard 40 gallons, I had heard more than that. I don't remember how many, but all of his camels. And she had to let the water down into the well, pull the bucket back up, feed the drink, and then down again, and then up again, and down. I imagine it took an hour, 2 hours. I don't know how long it took, but that's what he's looking for. He was looking for a girl that had a servant's heart. And the man bowed, verse 26, his head, and worshiped the Lord. And she went and saw her dad. And verse 34, he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly. He's become great. He's got manservants, maidservants, all these things. And I said, my master, peradventure, the woman will not follow me. He said, you're okay if she doesn't follow you. But just, and verse 48, verse 46, she made haste and let down her pitcher and her shoulder, and the camels drank also, and I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord, because God answered his prayer. And he gave him Rebekah, and Rebekah went with him to follow him, and she got to where she is going, and the Bible says in that same chapter, it's a wonderful chat, wonderful story, and the Bible says in verse number, let's pick it up in verse number 56, and he said, will we call the damsel, inquire of her mouth, wilt thou go with this man? And Rebekah rose, verse 61, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And Isaac came the way of the well, and for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to dwell, to meditate. He was a godly man in the field at eventide, lifted up his eyes, and he saw, behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off her off a camel. And she said unto her servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. And Isaac brought her unto her mother. Oh, I tell you what a wonderful story. God provided a godly wife. Hey, you singles, you wait till God provides. Don't settle. Don't settle. You marry the wrong person, you're going to have a miserable, miserable life. You marry the right person, you're going to have a wonderful, wonderful life serving God together for a lifetime. And that's the goal. You don't serve him for a year or for 5 years or 10 years or till your kids get raised and then you walk away from God. No, you serve him a lifetime. and you serve him with joy and with the privilege to serve the King of Kings. I have no regret. My entire adult life has been serving God. No regrets. I don't regret a mile I've traveled for my Lord. And I don't regret the time that I've trusted in his word. I've seen the days go by, many years without the sun. But I don't regret a mile I've traveled for my Lord. My regret is I've only had one life to serve him. I would have loved to be a missionary. I'd have loved to have been an evangelist. I'd have loved to be a pastor. I am a pastor. I'd have loved all these things. But to serve God is the greatest privilege in all the world. Hey, trust God for whatever it is. Trust God for your mate. Trust God for your ministry. Trust God for your life. Father, thank you for our listeners today. Give each one a good day is my prayer as we seek to live for thee. Oh God, I say it every day, but may we live for you today and glorify your name and lift your name, exalt your name, magnify your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.